先知常常用比喻来传达神的信息。
Prophets often use parables to convey God's messages.
有时候讲比喻的人，他又要用象征性的动作来表达这个比喻。
And sometimes the person who is telling the parables will use some symbolic actions to express that parable.
今天晚上我们来学习一个被打伤的先知他的比喻。
And tonight we'll study about a wounded prophet, the parable of the wounded prophet.
这是记载在列王记上二十章三十五节到四十三节。
It's recorded in 1 Kings chapter 20.
这个先知他为了讲这个比喻他还需要被人打伤。
And this prophet, because he needed to talk about this parable, he needed to be wounded by others.
这个先知是在亚哈当王的时代。
And this prophet lives when Ahab was king.
在列王记上二十章并没有说到这个先知叫什么名字。
In 1 Kings chapter 20, it didn't mention what the name of this prophet was.
但是我们从前后的对照，这一个先知很有可能就是米该亚。
And if we read through it, this prophet is very likely
Micaiah. 我们请看列王记上二十章。
Let's turn to 1 Kings chapter 20.
列王记上二十章四十二节。
Verse 42.
四十二节，他对王说：“主如此说，因为你将我定要灭绝的人放弃，你的命就必代替他的命，你的名也必代替他的名。”
42. Then he said to him, "Thus says the Lord, because you have let slip out of your hand a man whom I appointed to utter destruction, therefore your life shall go for his life, and your people for his people."
因为亚哈王他放走了这个亚兰国的王。
And because Ahab had let go the king of Aram.
神是要他把这个亚兰国的国王给杀掉。
God wanted him to kill that king.
但是他把他放了。
But he let him go.
所以先知就给他一个对他不好的消息，就是你的命要代替他的命。
So the prophet uttered to him a bad news that his life shall go for that king's life.
你不杀他，那么你就要代替他死。
If you did not kill him, then you will die in place of him.
甚至你的百姓也要代替他的百姓。
And even your people will be for his people.
这对亚哈王来讲是一个不好的消息。
And to Ahab, this is a bad news.
四十三节，于是以色列王闷闷不乐地回到撒玛利亚，进了他的宫。
43. So the king of Israel went to his house sullen and displeased, and came to Samaria.
这个王得到从先知得到一个不好的消息，所以他心里就很不快乐。
And because he had received bad news from the prophet, the king was very displeased.
所以这个先知没有给国王好消息。
And so this prophet did not gave a good news to the king.
我们再看二十二章的第七节。
And let's also read chapter 22, verse 7.
第七节，耶沙法说：“这里不是还有主的先知，我们可以求问他。”
And Jehoshaphat said, "Is there not still a prophet of the Lord here that we may inquire of him?"
这是犹大王耶沙法跟以色列王亚哈两个在一起。
And so here is King Jehoshaphat of Judah and King of Israel Ahab, the two of them were together.
那在他们面前有很多所谓的先知。
And in front of them, there were all the so-called prophets.
那耶沙法王他发现这里头并没有那个真正的神的先知。
But Jehoshaphat found out that among those people, there are not really a true prophet among them.
所以耶沙法王说，我们应该去求问神的先知。
So Jehoshaphat said, "We need to ask a prophet of the Lord."
亚哈王也知道谁是神的先知。
And Ahab knew who the prophets of the Lord are.
但是他却没有把他叫到这里来。
But he did not call that prophet.
为什么
？Why is that?
第八节，以色列王对耶沙法说：“还有一个人是英拉的儿子米该亚，我们可以托他求问主，只是我恨他。”因为他指着我所说的预言，不说吉 极矣，但说凶言。耶沙法说，王不必这样说。
Verse 8, so the king of Israel said to Jehoshaphat, there is still one man, Micaiah, the son of Imlah, by whom we may inquire of the Lord, but I hate him because he does not prophesy good concerning me, but evil. And Jehoshaphat said, let not the king say such things.
谁曾经给亚哈王不好的消息?
So who uttered bad news to King Ahab?
就是二十章所说的那一个先知。
That was the prophet that was mentioned in chapter 20.
所以这两个地方对照起来，那么二十章那个先知很可能就是米该亚。
So if we were to look at these two chapters together, the prophet mentioned in chapter 20 is very likely Micaiah.
好，我们看到二十章三十五节。
Let's turn back to chapter 20, verse 35.
有先知的一个门徒奉神的命对他的同伴说：“你打我吧。”那人不肯打。
Now a certain man of the sons of the prophet said to his neighbor, "By the word of the Lord, strike me, please." And the man refused to strike him.
先知的门徒也是先知。
The sons of the prophets are also prophets.
那他对他的另外一个同伴也就是先知的门徒说：“你打我吧。”但是那一个人不肯。
And so he talked to his peer, this other prophet, and said, "Strike me," but the other man refused.
当然在正常的情形之下，我们不会无缘无故的出手打人。
Of course, under normal circumstances, we would not hit other people for no reason.
但是这不是平常的时候，这是一个特殊的时候。
But this is not under normal circumstances. This is a special occasion.
他们是神的先知，他们要表达、传达神的信息。
They were the Lord's prophets, and they have to convey God's messages.
但是这个人，他不愿意出手来打这个先知。
But this man have refused to strike the prophet.
三十六节，他就对那人说：“你既不听从主的话，你一离开我，必有狮子咬死你。”那人一离开，果然遇见狮子，把他咬死了。
36. Then he said to him, "Because you have not obeyed the voice of the Lord, surely as soon as you depart from me, a lion shall kill you." And as soon as he left him, a lion found him and killed him.
这个从人的逻辑来看，这个是很不合理。
From man's logical perspective, this is very unreasonable.
你叫我打你，我不愿意打你，结果我就被狮子咬死。
You asked me to strike you, but I refuse, and now I'm killed by this lion.
神的事情真的，我们常常也没有办法用所谓的逻辑来看它合不合理。
But most of the time, when things pertinent to God, it's very hard to use man's logic to determine whether it's reasonable or not.
先知就是在百姓当中被神所挑选，被神所来用的。
Prophets are the people who were chosen by God among other people, and they were separated to be used by God.
能够被神来用这是一种荣誉。
And to be able to be used by God is a things of glory.
但是常常神对他们的要求也会比较高。
But a lot of time, God also had a higher expectation of them.
所以这个人这里说，因为他这样子拒绝就是不听从神的话，所以他被狮子咬死。
And so for this man, it says here that because he refused to strike this other prophet, he disobeyed God, and therefore he was killed by a lion.
真的在圣经里头也有少数的几个这样的例子。
And in the Bible, there are a few examples like this.
比如说摩西他不能够进迦南地。
For example, Moses was not able to enter the land of Canaan.
就因为一件事情，就我们人来看应该也不是什么大事。
Just because of that one incident, and in our perspective, it was not even such a big deal.
神叫他说：“你吩咐磐石出水。”摩西照以前的做法，用杖击打磐石，让磐石出水。
And God said that you will let the rock will gush out water, and then Moses just did what was previously done. He struck that rock.
就因为这样子，神就没有让摩西进入迦南地。
But because of what he did, God did not let him enter into the land of Canaan.
所以今天我们都很愿意被神来用。
So today, all of us are ready to be used by God.
啊，因为这是一种啊很宝贵的事情，很容易的事情。
But it is such a precious and glorious thing.
啊，但是我们也要提醒自己，啊，神对我们的要求可能会比别人还要高。
But we must remind ourselves that God may have a higher expectation of us compared to others.
那我们来看一下这整个事情它的一个简单的背景。
And let's look at the background of this whole incident.
我们看二十章第一节。
Let's turn to chapter 20, verse 1.
亚兰王便哈达聚集他的全军，率领32王，带着车马上来围攻撒玛利亚。
Now Ben-Hadad, the king of Syria, gathered all his forces together. 32 kings were with him, with horses and chariots, and he went up and besieged Samaria and made war against it.
这个亚兰王要去攻打这个以色列国。
King of Syria came to attack Israel.
一定是他认为他比较强，所以他才会去要去攻打以色列。
And it must have been because he thought their kingdom is stronger, therefore he came to attack Israel.
哦，真的，他是带着32王。
And he brought with him 32 kings.
哦，那有车有马，哦，这样来围攻这个撒玛利亚。
With horses and chariots, they surrounded Samaria.
哦，那其实亚哈虽然也很强，但是他抵不过这个亚兰王。
And even though Ahab was very strong at the time, but he was not able to win over this king of Assyria.
哦，所以他只能够亚兰王要求他什么，他就做什么。
So he can only submit to whatever demand that was told by this king of Syria.
哦，但是神还是怜悯了这个亚哈王。
But God will still have mercy on King Ahab.
哦，神应许让亚哈能够胜过亚兰王。
And God had let Ahab to have victory over king of Syria.
十三节。
Verse 13.
有一个先知来见以色列王亚哈说：“主如此说，这一大群人，你看见了吗？今日我必将他们交在你的手里，你就知道我是主。”
13. Suddenly a prophet approached Ahab, king of Israel, saying, "Thus says the Lord: Have you seen all this great multitude? Behold, I will deliver it into your hand today, and you shall know that I am the Lord."
所以神答应说，我将这些人交在你的手中。
So God had promised him that he will deliver this great multitude into the hand of Ahab.
真的，他们用很少的人胜过了这个亚兰人。
And indeed, they have used very few people to win over king of Syria.
所以亚兰人就走了。
So the Syrians left.
但是先知又告诉亚哈，他们还会再来。
But prophet told Ahab that they will come again.
所以先知又对亚哈讲，神还是应许你，下一次你还是能够胜过这个亚兰人。
So the prophet told him again that God will still let you win next time.
结果真的亚兰人又来了。
And indeed the Syrians came back.
亚哈又是大大的胜过这个比他强的亚兰人。
And Ahab once again defeated these Syrians who are stronger than him.
那在这个过程当中，这个亚哈能够杀掉这个亚兰王啊，但是他放他走了。
And under that circumstances, Ahab was actually able to kill the king of Syria, but he let him go.
那所以这个先知啊，就讲了这一个比喻。讲了一个比喻。
So the prophet delivers this parable.
那这个比喻的目的啊，就是要亚哈王他定自己的罪。
And so the purpose of this parable is so that Ahab would confess his own sin.
我们请看二十章的四十节。
Let's turn to chapter 20, verse 40.
那个下半句话，以色列王对他说，你自己定妥的，必照样判断你。
First, the latter part said, then the king of Israel said to him, so shall your judgment be, you yourself have decided it.
就是说你必须承担那个结果。
That means that you have to bear the consequences.
所以亚哈王他必须要承担这个他所带来的结果。
And so King Ahab must bear the consequences of his own action.
先知有时候就用比喻，让人自己来定自己的罪。
So sometimes prophet would use parables so a man would confess his sin.
比如说我们上次所学习过的，那个拿单先知对大卫所讲的那个比喻。
For example, we studied last time how Nathan, told a parable to David.
那大卫也是定了自己的罪。
And David also confessed his own sin.
大卫说。这个富有的人，他要赔四倍。
David made adjustment and say this rich man should pay fourfold.
所以这样的事情也就发生在大卫自己的身上。
And so this happened to David himself.
那但是这个大卫跟亚哈之间有什么不同
？So what was the difference between David and Ahab?
大卫他悔改。
David repented.
这个亚哈呢，他却是很不快乐。
But Ahab, he felt very unhappy.
我们请看二十章的四十三节。
Let's read chapter 20, verse 43.
四十三节说，这个以色列王他就闷闷不乐，就回到撒玛利亚进了他的宫。
43 said the king of Israel went to his house sullen and displeased and came to Samaria.
我们也在看二十一章的第四节。
Also read chapter 21, verse 4.
这里也在描述另外一件事情，最后也是说亚哈王闷闷不乐的就回到王宫里。
Here it mentioned another incident, and it also ended with saying that Ahab went into his house sullen and displeased.
所以看起来亚哈他是一个常常不快乐的人。
And so we can see from here that Ahab seems to be someone who is easily displeased.
他应该是悔改，但是他因为是坏消息，所以他很不快乐。
He should be repenting, but because he was delivered bad news, he feel very unhappy about it.
那在二十一章是他想要得到，但是得不到，那他也很不快乐。
In chapter 21, he wanted to get something, but he wasn't able to, and so that also caused him to feel displeased.
所以这显示出来亚哈这个人，他的人格、他的灵性都不是很成熟。
And so this shows to us that Ahab wasn't very mature in terms of his characteristic as well as his spirituality.
那在亚哈他自己定了自己的罪之后呢？那先知这么讲。
And so after Ahab made judgment about his own sin, the prophet said this.
在二十章四十二节，先知对王说：“主如此说。”
In chapter 20, verse 42, the prophet said to him, "Thus says the Lord."
先知是传达神的信息的人。
So a prophet is the person who convey message of God.
所以在这里，先知要宣告亚哈的结果。他是说神这样子说。
And so before this prophet declare the consequences for Ahab, he said, "Thus says the Lord."
那亚哈这个人我们看到他的不成熟也在于说他那种骄傲不顺服不尊重先知。
And so we can also see Ahab's immaturity from the way he was arrogant and also disrespectful towards the prophet.
我们请看列王记上十八章。
Let's turn to First Kings chapter 18.
列王记上十八章二十一节。
First Kings chapter 18, verse 21.
十八章二十一节。
First Kings chapter 18, verse 21.
以利亚前来对众民说。 我们看十七节。
Let's read verse 17.
十七节，亚哈见了以利亚，便说：“使以色列遭灾的就是你吗？”
17. When it happened when Ahab saw Elijah, then Ahab said to him, "Is that you, O troubler of Israel?"
这已经三年六个月没有下雨了。
It hasn't been raining for 3 years and 6 months.
需要以利亚先知的祷告，神才会再降下雨来。
They needed Elijah to pray so that God will pour down rain again.
那当亚哈见到以利亚的时候
，But when Ahab saw Elijah,
他没有认错。
He didn't repent.
他反而怪罪说以色列人的。遭的这个灾害啊，没有下雨的这个灾呀、啊，是因为以利亚。
And he blamed Elijah and said the drought was because of him.
那十八节。
Verse 18.
以利亚说：“使以色列遭灾的不是我，乃是你和你的父家，因为你们离弃主的诫命，去随从巴利。”
18. Elijah answered, "I have not troubled Israel, but you and your father's house have, in that you have forsaken the commandments of the Lord and have followed the Baals."
那先知就直接的 指出这个亚哈的错误来。
And so the prophet have directly pointed out Ahab's sin.
但是神还是爱他的百姓。
But God still loves his people.
亚哈也是神的百姓。
Ahab was also one of his people.
他而且是一个国家的王。
And he was the king of a nation.
所以神很用心的。要希望亚哈他能够认错，能够悔改。
So God put a lot of effort and hoping that Ahab would repent and confess his sins.
所以啊，先知呢，他代替神来传讲信息。
So prophet is the one who delivered the messages in God's place.
那先知他也照神的吩咐，很努力的来做神所要达到的。的这个目标
，and the prophets was also working very hard to try to convey the message and to reach the goals that God was trying to do.
我们请看回列王记上的二十章三十七节。
Let's turn back to First Kings chapter 20, verse 37.
三十七节，先知的门徒又遇见一个人，对他说：“你打我吧。”那个人就打他，将他打伤。
37, and he found another man and said, "Strike me, please." So the man struck him, inflicting a wound.
所以这个先知又要求另外一个另外一个人说，你打我。
And so this prophet asked another man to strike him.
那个人真的出手，真的把他打伤了。
So the man indeed struck him and wounded him.
为了要讲一个比喻，他本身要被打伤。
Just because he need to deliver this parable, he himself need to be wounded.
他为了要遵守神的吩咐，传达神的信息。
And all he was looking for is to obey God and also to deliver God's message.
为什么他需要被打伤
？Why is it that he need to be wounded?
三十八节。
38.
他就去用头巾蒙眼，改换面目，在路旁等候王。
Then the prophet departed and waited for the king by the road and disguised himself with a bandage over his eyes.
因为被打伤了，所以他要把自己的伤来包裹起来。
Because he was wounded, he need to bandage his wound.
为了就是不让王看出他是先知。
So that the king would not recognize that he is the prophet.
三十九节。
39.
王从那里经过，他就向王呼叫说：“仆人在镇上的时候，有人带了一个人来对我说。”你看守这个人，若把他撕了，你的性命必代替他的性命，不然你必交出一他连得银子来。
Now, as the king passed by, he cried out to the king and said, "Your servant went out into the midst of the battle, and there a man came over and brought a man to me and said, 'Guard this man. If by any means he's missing, your life shall be for his life, or else you shall pay a talent of silver.'"
他被打伤了，他受伤了，他不是回家里休息。
And after the prophet was wounded, he didn't go home and rest.
哦，他是要等在路旁。
He waited by the roadside.
哦，等王从那里经过。
He waited for the king to pass by.
哦，那真的王从那里经过了。
And indeed the king passed by.
哦，他就向王来招呼，向神，向这个王来诉说。
And so he cried out to the king and tell him.
哦，他说啊，我是从这个战场上回来的。
Said I went back from the battle.
啊，那就讲了啊这样的一件事情。
And he told.The things that are happening to the king.
哦，他必须要看守一个人啊。那但是呢，啊，我们再看四十节。
Let's also read verse 40.
仆人正在忙乱之间，那个人就不见了。以色列王对他说：“你自己定妥了，必照样判断你。”
40. While your servant was busy here and there, he was gone. Then the king of Israel said to him, "So shall your judgment be. You yourself have decided it."
啊，他就说在忙乱的当中。我应该看守的那一个人，他就跑掉了，不见了。
So he said, the prophet said that while he was busy, the man he was supposed to guard was gone.
那本来约定的条件是，如果这个人不见了，那我要用我的性命去代替这个人的性命，不然的话，我就要被罚一他连得的银子。
So the condition is if he missed the man,Then his life shall be for that man's life, or else he shall pay a talent of silver.
哦，所以他的意思就是说，国王啊，那现在这该怎么办
？So what he meant to ask the king was that, what should I do now?
好，我真的要代替用我的性命去代替那个人吗
？Should I really give up my life for that person's life?
哦，那这个以色列这个亚哈王就马上的回答说，是你们自己约定好的。你要照这样来履行。
And so the king immediately responded that you made the rule yourself, so you must carry that out.
四十一节。
41.
他急忙除掉蒙眼的头巾，以色列王就认出他是一个先知来。
And he hastened to take the bandage away from his eyes, and the king of Israel recognized him as one of the prophets.
亚哈王讲完的话。这个先知就把这个头巾给拿掉，亚哈王就认出这是先知。
And so after the king had spoken, he take off his bandage, and the king recognized him as the prophet.
哦，他马上的就应该知道这是传达神信息的。
And so Ahab should have known immediately that that was the message from God.
哦，他这个特别的动作，特别的所讲的话，一定有什么意思。
That special action and the words that he utters must have special meaning.
哦，他应该马上的感觉到说，我哪里又错了。
He should have already asked himself, where did I do wrong?
哦，他应该马上谦卑的对先知说，有什么指示。
He should immediately humble himself and ask the prophet, what kind of instruction do you have for me?
哦，但是照亚哈王的个性啊，他不会这么做的。
But by Ahab's king Ahab's personality, he would not do that.
哦，其实神是要引导他能够认错。
God was trying to guide him to confess his sin.
哦，只是他并没有这么做。
But he did not do that.
那所以接下来四十二节，先知就对王说：“神这么讲。”
So continue on in verse 42, the prophet said to him, Thus says the Lord.
哦，其实神是很不愿意定人的罪。
And in reality, God really did not want to condemn a person's sin.
哦，神希望人都能够回转，人都能够悔改。
God always hoped that a person repented and turned back to him.
哦，我们请看以西结书十八章。
Let's turn to Ezekiel.
以西结书十八章。
Ezekiel chapter 18.
以西结书十八章二十一节。
Ezekiel 18 verse 21.
二人若回头离开所做的一切罪恶，谨守我一切的律例，行正直与合理的事，他必定存活，不致死亡。
But if a wicked man turns from all his sins which he has committed, keep all my statutes, and does what is lawful and right, he shall surely live, he shall not die.
哦，这是神的心意。
This is God's heart.
他希望恶人能够回头。
He wishes for the wicked to turn back.
那为什么恶人回头他就不至于死？
Why is it that when a wicked turn back, he shall not die?
22节
Verse 22.
他所犯的一切罪过都不被纪念，因所行的义必存活。
None of the transgressions which he has committed shall be remembered against him, because of the righteousness which he has done, he shall live.
神总是原谅那些愿意回头的人。
God will always forgive those who are willing to turn back.
神总是愿意赦免那些悔改的人。
God is always ready to forgive those who are willing to repent.
23节
23.
主神说恶人死亡岂是我喜悦的吗？不是喜悦他回头离开所行的道存活吗？
23. Do I have any pleasure at all that the wicked should die, says the Lord God, and not that he should turn from his ways and live?
这就是神的心。
And that is the heart of God.
这就是为什么神要先知去做这样的表演。
And that is why God want the prophets to put on this show.
其实这里头就是神的爱。
And in that, it shows God's love.
那要被神所用有时候就是要做这种在人来看好像很不合理的事情。
Sometimes to be used by God, we need to do something that seems unreasonable in the eyes of men.
那这个先知他用这个头巾把脸蒙起来。
And so the prophet had bandaged his eyes with had bandaged his eyes.
他代表着亚哈王。
And he represent King Ahab.
那他的比喻里头说他要看守一个人。
And in his parable, he said he need to guard a man.
那这个被看守的就是指着这个亚兰王。
So the man that he need to guard represents the king of Syria.
所以从这个整个事情看起来，让我们也看到说，为什么顺服常常不是那么容易。
And from this whole incident, we can see that sometimes, being submissive or being obedient is not very easy.
比如说这个先知。他要顺服，那结果呢？他要受苦。
And for example, for this prophet, if he wants to submit, then he needs to suffer.
他叫人说：“你打我。”
He has to ask other people to strike him.
你真的要把我打伤
？You need to really hit me so I would be wounded.
那也让我们看到为什么顺服又是那么的重要。
And this also.Make us see how important obedience is.
不顺服，我们就会给自己定罪，甚至要受刑罚。
If we do not obey, then we have made judgment on our own sins, and we will be punished.
神将亚兰人交在亚哈王的手里。
God had delivered the Syrians into hands of Ahab.
那亚哈王放走了这个亚兰王。
But Ahab had let the king of Assyria go.
所以这是不顺服神，所以他就定了自己的罪。
So that's disobedience towards God, and he have condemned his own sin.
所以让我们想想看，今天主耶稣把什么交在我们的手中
？So let us think today, what has the Lord Jesus give unto our hand?
是主耶稣要我们看守什么？
What is it that the Lord Jesus wants us to guard?
神让亚哈王胜过了这个亚兰人。
God had let King Ahab won over King of Syria.
让我们想想看，今天神他要让我们胜过什么
？And let us think today, what are some of the things that God let us win?
神要让我们胜过我们肉体的这个私欲。
God have let us.Have victory over our fleshly desires.
神要让我们胜过这个世界。
God want us to have victory over the world.
神要让我们胜过苦难。
God will let us have victory over sufferings.
神要让我们胜过撒旦。
And God will let us have victory over Satan.
神要让我们胜过这个逼迫。
And God will also give us victory over persecution.
神要让我们能够得着人的灵魂，就是能够让人得救。
God will also give us victory so that we can gain souls. That is to say that we will save souls.
哦，那当我们得胜之后，我们有没有好好的把它维持着？
So after we have become victorious, do we put all efforts to guard it?
哦，这个比喻里头，这个人说，在忙乱的当中，那个我看守的人跑掉了。
In this parable, the prophet said that while he was busy here and there, the person he was supposed to guard was gone.
哦，我们要常常问我们自己，我是不是很忙而变得很乱？
And so we often have to ask ourselves, are we getting so busy that things getting to become very chaotic?
哦，那我们到底在忙什么？
What is it that we're busying about?
哦，我们到底专注于什么？
What is it that we put our focus on?
哦，在忙乱当中，我们会失去什么？
And while we're getting busy here and there, what are the things that we will lose?
哦，我们所失去的可能就是神交代我们的。
What we might lose, maybe the things that God have entrusted to us.
哦，那我做两个结论。
And I will make two conclusions.
啊，第一个，我们不要忽略从神那里来的神给我们的提醒跟责备。
Firstly, we should not neglect or look over the reminder or the rebukes that comes from God.
啊，有时候就好像是用比喻的啊来提醒我们。
Sometimes God will use things such as parables to remind us.
哦，所以我们常常说，我们要仔细的听神在对我们讲话。
So a lot of time we say that we need to listen carefully when God is speaking.
哦，不一定是神出声音对我们讲话。
It's not necessary that God speak with His own voice.
哦，常常是借着周遭的人或者事情，就是神在对我们讲话。
But a lot of time God speak to us through other people around us or through the things that happen around us.
哦，就好像在旧约圣经里头，神常常用比喻来传达他的信息。
Just like in the time of Old Testament, a lot of time God used parables to convey His messages.
哦，所以我们不要忽略在我们周遭所发生的事情。
So we should not neglect or look over the things that happen around us.
哦，那我们要把握机会，啊，来认罪，来悔改。
We must seize the opportunity to confess our sin and to repent.
哦，那我们也求神帮助我们，让我们能够真正的顺服。
We also ask God to help us so we can truly be submissive.
哦，如果我们明白知道这是出于神的吩咐，哦，我们百分之百的照着做。
If we know and understand that these are indeed instructions that come from God, then we must do accordingly.
哦，神让我们胜过我们生活当中的这个敌人，哦，我们不要轻易的再把它放走。
And so if God have let us win over the enemies in our life, then we should not easily let them go.
哦，我们的软弱可能就是我们的敌人。
Our weaknesses may be our enemies.
哦，我们的坏习惯可能就是我们的敌人。
A bad habit could be our enemies.
哦，神是让我们能够得胜的。
God will let us have victory over those.
哦，那我们也不要轻易的纵容放走了我们真正的敌人。
We should not take it lightly and easily let go of these enemies.
哦，不要像亚哈王很轻易的就放走了这个亚兰王。
We should not be like King Ahab who easily let the king of Syria go.
我们唱诗182首。
Let's sing hymn 182.